Well, as you mentioned, as Yusuf mentioned, there is a trickle of vehicles leaving here and going towards Rafah. They're doing the exit stands from Egypt here at the Al Arish seaport. So what's happening is the vehicles are queuing up. They're being processed, taking about 4 or 5 minutes per vehicle. And then from here, they're going straight to Rafah and going directly over the border. There's still about, say, 50 or 60 vehicles, trucks, ambulances, and vans waiting to cross over. And it'll probably be another hour, I'd say, before all of these vehicles are cleared and cross over Rafah. Everybody's pretty happy to be finally getting across after so many days of waiting in Aqaba and then waiting in the port of Latakia and then waiting here last night during those clashes. So it's kind of a quiet optimism. People are quite happy to be finally getting to their final destination quite late. Quite a few days late, but getting there in the end.
Well, of course, the question comes to mind here where there were a number of the convoy members that were detained, and perhaps this going back 24 hours ago, and even today at the Rafah border, I assume the 60 vehicles that you said have not gone in, if the members are detained, it'll be hard for those vehicles to be driven into Rafah. But have arrangements been made for those vehicles to enter? And if you have any news about the fate of the detained convoy members.
Yes, it was six people were arrested last night in those clashes between the police and the convoy. Those six were released a few hours ago. They have rejoined the convoy, and some of them will probably have already crossed the border into Gaza now. They were a part of a deal that the convoy signed with the Egyptian authorities, in which they accepted the Egyptian demand that 59 vehicles, including the American vehicles, will not go through with the convoy. The convoy accepted that. In return, they got the six people back from the Egyptian authorities. So they're with the convoy, and they should be crossing just like everybody else.
And overall, to make sure that we have the news correctly, all convoy members and all the convoys will be crossing into Gaza, Hassan?
Yeah, so all the convoy members will be crossing. That seems to be pretty clear now. But what won't be the vehicles that won't be crossing will be the American vehicles, which the Via Palestina has decided will be sent back to Syria and Jordan and handed over to the Palestinian refugee organizations who can make good use of them. The 4x4 type vehicles in front of me, I can see some that have been left here for now by the Turkish contingent, some 4x4 pickup trucks, which the Egyptian government was not allowing through at this stage. They'll also be handed over to the refugee camp organizations to make good use of. But otherwise, everybody seems to be going through. It's just a case of those 59 vehicles which will not be going through.
So how many vehicles are not going to be going through, Hassan, so we can get an idea out of the 200?
It will be 59, so it's about a quarter of the convoy, which is quite a big loss, actually. But it's 59 to be exact.
And the fate of those 59 is already set. They will not enter Gaza. As you mentioned, Jordan and Syria is where they're going to end up.
Yes, the Egyptians wanted them to go through an Israeli crossing sometime after the Viva Palestina convoy. The main bulk of it went through. Whether that would be days, weeks, or months, we're not quite sure. The convoy leadership decided that rather than giving Israel control over their assets, they would rather see those vehicles be put to good use in Palestinian refugee camps in both Jordan and in Syria.
Okay, and before we leave you, Hassan, were there any important supplies? We know all the supplies are important because, well, the people in Gaza are in dire need of it, but were there any important supplies there, mainly medical supplies, on these convoys? That is it just the convoys, or were the supplies themselves also not allowed to cross?
No, those vehicles that were rejected, fortunately, they were not carrying any medical supplies, as far as I know. There are two large trucks which will not be allowed to go through. However, their supplies will be unloaded at the Rafah crossing and will be carried across. I'm not sure what the method of transport will be, but their supplies will go through. The vehicles will not go through. So the supplies vary from medicines to medical equipment, from defibrillators to various kind of drips, hospital drips, et cetera, et cetera, the vital items okay. which the people of Gaza cannot get access to normally, which will be, I'm sure, very welcome in the hospitals of Gaza. They will all medical equipment will be allowed through. Just the vehicles themselves will be sent.
Well, of course, such aid convoys, somehow will alleviate some of the sufferings, you know, as Gaza hospitals, the Ministry of Health has announced that it lacks more than 140 medicine and medical items. And they brought this aid with them. It was donated from, different charities, from different people. Other aid such as goods, such as spare parts for purification systems, for electricity power plants, electric wheelchairs chairs for the disabled people who lost their limbs during the Israeli war on Gaza. This is the third Viva Palestina aid convoy to cross into Gaza successfully. Such convoys, raise the spirits of Gazans who under siege, who almost, in a state of despair due to the lack of inaction on the part of the international community. Gaza has been under suffocating, strangling siege for almost 3 years. And by highlighting the plight of the Palestinians, this could somehow attract the attention of the international community, who has done little to pressure the Israeli side in order to lift the siege and open the other commercial crossings. This is the Rafah crossing is an Egyptian-Palestinian crossing. Of course, the Palestinians, they blame the Egypt for closing down this border, since it is an Egyptian-Palestinian border, and Egypt should not be under any pressure from the U.S. or from Israel. The crossing is open only 3 days a month, sometimes each 2 months, and there are thousands of people who are wanting to travel for different purposes, for receiving treatment abroad, for pursuing their higher education, for family unifications, different reasons. So this is the main obstacle, the Rafah crossing, which is the only gate to the outside world for the people of Gaza that bypasses Israel. So this is the obstacle. I mean, people call this crossing a nightmare, honestly. If anybody wants to leave Gaza, he has to cross through this crossing, and he has to suffer, or she has to suffer a lot until they reach their final destinations. So all the focus on the Rafah crossing. Everybody here is asking Egypt to open the Rafah crossing for good, permanently, 24 hours, 7 days a week, not only 3 days a month. So hopes are high that one day, sooner or later, Egypt will actually support the Palestinians of Gaza. Egypt says it supports the Palestinians, it cares about the Palestinian cause, but Palestinians, they want to see actions. They want the crossing to be open all the time.
We appreciate that. That's our correspondent, Yusuf Al-Halou. And, the Gaza siege is broken by the Viva Palestina Aid convoy, for viewers just joining us, which is a breaking news. We're going, in this case in point, out of the 200 vehicles, 59 were detained, sending back to Syria and Jordan, from what our correspondent told us. However, all the supplies, which is good news in itself, will be crossing over into Gaza along with all the convoy members. They are coming in spurts, but some vehicles have passed, and the gates will remain open, based on what our correspondent said, for all the convoy members and the vehicles, minus the 59, to cross on over into Gaza. We will be checking in on this story as it develops, and we'll bring it to you.